Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm Angelo Cherubi here with Siddharth Dhananjay, actor of the film Patty Cakes. How did you get involved with the film?
By utter chance. I make these spoof rap videos with my friends, and we just put them up online for fun. Just for fun, honestly, purely for fun, out of just enjoying making these videos. And Jeremy randomly watched one online and saw me and contacted me and asked me if I should audition or could audition for it. And yeah, that's basically how it happened.
Like the dream. The real dream.
Literally. When I tell people this story, and a lot of, especially now that I've moved to LA, a lot of young actors, they hate me. And I know the struggle that a lot of people have gone through to sort of get to wherever they are. And it takes years, like lots of time and lots of rejection and a lot of like struggle. So in a way, you know, going through all of this, it feels like I haven't earned it, you know, but that only makes me try much harder and, you know, make the most of it. Yeah.
What kind of videos are we talking about?
They're spoof rap videos. So me and my friend take songs that we like Drake songs or like TLC songs. We take the instrumental and we write our own lyrics to them. And we make this video. We created this fictional rapper that I play in the videos. It's this crazy, flamboyant, you know, very similar to Jerry in the movie, but more of a figment of our imagination, less human than Jerry, just like a crazy sort of person.
Why did you do that?
We started doing it as like a thing for our college film festival. And then, you know, people loved it, so we just kept making them. We like making them. I don't know. We love hip-hop. We wanted to be a part of it in some way, so we just started doing it, and they're so much fun. I love making the videos, too, so that visual element is really interesting as well, so, yeah.
How much of your rap experience did you use for the movie?
I brought a lot of what I knew of it into the movie. Jeremy sort of comes from this old-school hip-hop knowledge. That's where he's from, that's what he grew up on, so he knows that really well. But I think he trusted me enough to know that I know what's in and hot right now. Like, things have changed obviously since he was listening to hip-hop, and so he, you know, doesn't get all of the things that are, he doesn't understand why things are cool or like why a song is hot, or, you know, so I have to sort of convince him a little bit and push him to, you know, no, listen, this is. So, you know, he would have his lyrics, but we would come in and he would be like, Sid, why don't you try something with this, you know, see where you can take this. And so I would try it, and then we would try to best the best form of it and come up with something that was classic and fresh at the same time, I guess, yeah.
You first appear in the pharmacy scene when you greet Patty with an MC intro as if we were at a live concert. Did you contribute in the creation of this scene?
That one, I think, was full Jeremy. There was, like, different versions of it. There were some longer, some shorter. We tried a lot. I mean, it was a dolly shot, so we had to sort of figure out the timing and how much of it can happen and all of this stuff. But, no, his words, I mean, he's such clever words. I feel like when people rewatch the movie, they're going to pick up on so many things that they had missed the first time just from on his lyrics and stuff. So, yeah, it was so much fun to do that one, too, because we did it multiple times, and, you know, just watching Danielle, like, it was fun. I mean, we never got bored of that one.
Acting in those videos helped you in being confident as an actor in the film, or were you nervous anyway?
I mean, I was definitely nervous. I didn't even, you know, think of those videos as my acting portfolio, which they are. It's the only evidence that I could be an actor in some way. Yeah, I don't know. I went to school for philosophy and economics, nothing to do with acting. So, you know, when I was given this incredible opportunity, I knew I had to try my best. And so I gave it my all, and at some point I realized that I've never sort of felt like that doing anything else in my life, and it felt so good and natural, and I felt in my element. And then, you know, it made me realize, it was like a revelation. I was like, this is what I need to be doing. Like, this is where I belong. So, I was extremely nervous whether I could pull it off or not. I think the schedule of the shooting really helped. You know, all of my sort of more dense scenes actor-wise were towards the end, so I had a little time to sort of come through. We did a lot of rehearsals before actually shooting, which I guess doesn't really happen usually. And, you know, so yeah, it was... They catered it towards getting the best out of me, I guess. And at the end of the day, it sort of worked out. It was nice. It was sort of like going through it. At one point, you're like, okay, I can do this. And then you sort of push and give it everything. So it's nice.
What is the impact of this new job in your life?
It's changed everything in many ways. I mean, I'm trying to be an actor now, get roles, you know. I guess it's been, like, extremely fateful in some ways because I didn't really know what I was doing with my life. I took philosophy because I loved it and economics because I thought it would get me a job. And then I got out of school and I just started working at ad agencies because it just seemed like the least office-y office job. But it's still, you know, I didn't know what was happening. And this was, you know, it came in a very incredibly fateful way. Sort of showed me that this... I always knew I wanted to be in the film industry in some way. I didn't know what. Maybe, you know, it was always been more like, I want to make something. Make movies. But I'll take it. I'll take this.
It was Sidak Dhananjay from the film Patty Cakes, and Joel Cherby, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.